Robin Hood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, it seems every week there is a report like this latest one. The Broadway production of Room has been postponed indefinitely. Well, that show, which was in rehearsals with Adrienne Warren as the lead, she was the dazzling star of the Tina Turner musical, will not go forward due to a, quote, shortfall in capitalization and the withdrawal of a lead producer. The production was scheduled to begin performances on April 3rd at the James Earl Jones Theater. Too many of these stories lately, which prove just once again how difficult it is to raise the money to get a show on a Broadway stage. Well, on a happier note, Stephen Sondheim's final musical, Who Knew There Was One, will have its world premiere in New York this fall. The musical is titled Here We Are and was inspired by two Louis Buñuel films, The Discreet Charm of the Bourgeoisie and The Exterminating Angel. Joe Mantello, he was the director of Wicked and Assassins, directs this musical, which features a book by the great David Ives. I love him. Let's keep our fingers crossed on that surprising gift. Performances will begin, if all goes well, in September for a strictly limited engagement. By the way, not on Broadway, but at the Sheds Griffin Theater, which is starting to get a lot of good stuff there. Now, let's say a few words about the last show I saw in New York. I am currently in Los Angeles for a few weeks. That show was the musical Parade by Jason Robert Brown. Now, this production was at the Encore series a few months back, and like Into the Woods before it, was such a success that it quickly transferred to what is being called the limited run on Broadway. Parade stars Ben Platt as the real-life Jewish pencil factory worker Leo Frank, who was unfairly accused of a crime in the South in 1913, I believe, and who paid a very heavy price. I won't give more away, even though it is a known case by now, I would assume. The songs of Jason Robert Brown, who, by the way, has always been touted as a Sondheim-type composer-lyricist, well, they do what they are supposed to do, move the story along and say what they mean. And wow, do they feel relevant. For example, as the politicians and journalists foment local hysteria and national media interest in that case, two workers of color in the governor's mansion sing, "I can tell you this is a matter of fact, that the local hotels wouldn't be so packed if a little black girl had been attacked." Huh. If you don't leave the theater weeping, well, you're a stronger person than I am. The show is 2.5 hours, beautifully and simply staged. Ben Platt is terrific, as is Michaela Diamond as his determined wife. Happily, Parade begins, brings in a really diverse audience, and I'm talking age-wise mostly. Yes, the usual older theater goers, particularly of the Jewish faith here, but also many young folk who are fans of Ben Platt and or have sung the music of Jason Robert Brown over the years. My own daughter did Parade at a theater camp, and Jason Robert Brown himself went to help direct it. Parade has grown deeper and more meaningful, unfortunately, with time. Now, as I said, I am currently in Los Angeles, by the way, where Ben Platt grew up and where Jason Robert Brown taught at USC, and where I am now seeing several shows. The theater scene in Los Angeles feels like it is having a rebirth due to the 2 years of isolation. That's a quote from Michael Pressman, a director of All Mediums, who just did a show here. He said, "The need to see live entertainment will never go away. And in fact, I think theater in LA is stronger now than it has ever been." Well, I would have to agree. The first one I saw out here is actually one that premiered in New York several years ago called Lifespan, The Lifespan of a Fact. It's a three-character piece about a writer, an editor, and an ambitious and principled young man hired as a fact checker. The Fountain Theater in Hollywood is doing a fine version with three excellent performers, Ron Batita, Jonah Robinson, and Inger Tudor. Now, maybe because I'm in the journalistic essay writing arena, this one really resonates with me. But surely we should all care about the difference, and yes, there is some, between accuracy and telling the truth. Lifespan of a Fact is a play that tries to show both sides, all sides, and this production succeeds. So yes, Los Angeles stages are alive and well. I've got two more coming up this week. And so are the well-known venues further south, as in the San Diego Globe, which of course you've heard of, and La Jolla Playhouse, where many Broadway shows get their beginnings. For example, one right now at Lincoln Center called TJ made its La Jolla Playhouse debut in 2019. So I looked ahead to La Jolla's season, and one that I will be sure to catch is called Love All, about Billie Jean King, who I'm proud to say I know a bit, and written by Anna Deavere Smith, who I've interviewed several times. So more on that one as we get closer. Meanwhile, some new theater-related books have landed. Tell Me More, Tell Me More gives us lots of behind-the-curtain stories and made the musical Grease a part of every young girlhood. This one is filled with juicy stories and anecdotes from all the familiar names associated with that show. Another far more controversial new book is about the legendary theater critic Richard Gilman. It's called The Critic's Daughter, and it's penned by his daughter, Priscilla. Now, her father reported for many publications, as well as teaching at Yale, and he led one of those glittery literary lives. The book dives deep into his relationship with women, including his two daughters. In this way, it is not dissimilar to Also a Poet by Ada Calhoun, whose father was the art critic for The New Yorker. Well, 'tis a season of daughters reflecting on their fathers, I guess, when you also add the play that I reviewed here last week, the Manhattan Theater Club's The Best We Could. That one by Emily Feldman follows a father and daughter on a cross-country trip to pick up a rescue dog. But of course, many emotions are, now pardon the pun, unleashed between the generations. Yes, many creative women today are finding the courage to opine honestly about the men who raised them, whom they clearly love, but who they see in all their imperfections. Finally, the notable theater death of the past week. It seems like every week we have one of those. Topol, the Israeli actor who famously played Tevye in the film version of Fiddler on the Roof. Well, he died at his home in Tel Aviv, and he was 87 years old. Somehow that sad news seems a fitting ending to this report, which began with the story of another Jewish figure now on stage, that being Leo Frank. Two very special men, two very different deaths. And I will see you next week.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.